It's gone 6 p.m. at Oceana Park Playhouse, but the auditorium, stage and backstage areas are virtually deserted, aside from Becky McDormand, director of White Rock Players Club's upcoming summer musical A Year with Frog and Toad, and myself, occupying a couple of seats in the second row. We've just been on a little tour backstage of some of the bold set elements, including a patch of oversized illustration-style daisies, created for the show by set and properties designer Maddie Willoughby. A Year with Frog and Toad, running August 6th to 10th at the Playhouse, 1532 Johnston Road, is based on the beloved children's stories created by Arnold Lobel, and McDormand explains that she wanted the pieces to have a two-dimensional, storybook-like feel. Something the multi-talented Willoughby, she also plays two roles in the show, seems to be achieving with aplomb. I'm not too precious as a director. I don't feel everything in the play has to conform to my vision, McDormand, a first-time director with the club, added. I like to draw the outline and encourage the other members of the creative team to fill it in. The Langley resident, a professor at Trinity Western University, where she teaches classes in acting and playwriting, says she's become fond of the family-friendly piece over months of preparation. The writers, music by Robert Reel, book and lyrics by his brother Willie, from an adaptation by Lobel's daughter Adrienne and her husband Mark Lynn Baker, did a really great job of capturing the heart of Lobel's stories, she says. The theme of the play is friendship, and in the particular the friendship of Frog and Toad. And much of the drama comes from the contrast of the two personalities. Frog is carefree, confident in himself, and optimistic, while Toad is much more pessimistic, worrisome and anxious. During the course of the musical we see the two great friends in their natural environment, surrounded by an assortment of birds, lizards, moles, and fish of their world, through the progression of four seasons of the year, she adds. When I first read the play it I thought, well, really, nothing happens. McDormand says. But as I've worked with it, I've realized that I really like it. It's a reflection of life. While things don't seem to change, they do go through subtle changes, and there are a lot of fun numbers. A Year with Frog and Toad has certainly taken hold with her own family, however, 8-year-old son Deacon is actually in the play in a small role, while his sister Hannah is having her 6th birthday party at the show. McDormand admits the show posed some challenges for her. As someone used to black box shows in both academic and professional settings, this is her first traditional proscenium arch production, and also her first musical. I don't have the musical terminology that other people do, but we have a fantastic cast who have a lot of experience with musical theater and a fabulous musical director, Alan Thorpe, a Vancouver opera musician, who's been great with them. Thorpe, and a 7-piece orchestra, will actually be on stage, behind a riser and some set elements, rather than working in an improvised pit at the front of the stage, McDormand explains. It's pretty much all song and dance, she says of the show. I ended up doing choreography. I'm not really a dancer, but the only reason I could do it for this show is that it's a very vaudeville style piece. I've been watching a lot of Gene Kelly and Judy Garland musicals, and the cast has been great at working with it. Many of the players are, like herself, newcomers to the White Rock stage. Some are known quantities she has worked with before, including some former students, she notes, while others stood out to her during the audition process. At mention of the cast, McDormand realizes that it's a little quiet in the theater for a rehearsal that was supposed to start at 6:30 p.m. Have you seen my actors? She asks stage manager Grace Moore, who has been efficiently busying herself with tasks around the theater as we've chatted. They've gone straight upstairs to try on costumes, Moore explains. It turns out that this is the evening that costume designer Hannah Maihara is bringing in the majority of the show's wardrobe for actors to try out for practicality, and, ultimately, for McDormand to approve or tweak the choices. As the director settles down to await the arrival of the actors, she notes how much she values Moore's calm and capable presence. She's meant to stage manager, I wish I could have her on all my shows, McDormand remarks, sotto voce. Before the actors appear, musical director Thorpe pops in with something he has borrowed for the show, A length of sheet metal with a wooden bar at the top for ease of holding. Do you know what this is? He asks McDormand and crew member Rafa Lynn. It's a thunder sheet, he explains, demonstrating the device, a time-honored theatrical sound effect, for Lynn, who will likely operate it during the show. As he shakes the sheet, the undulating metal gives off a convincing rumble of approaching thunder. We're doing all the sound effects live, McDormand tells me, as crew member Cameron LeBold appears with the theater's broad broom, sweeping away the inevitable dust that lingers on stage during set construction. Soon actors arrive. Nonchalance giving away to growing excitement as they demonstrate each new costume, as gleeful as children crowded around a dress-up trunk. As much as they try to play it cool, there is no denying this is part of the primal appeal of theater, the play part that makes up for the necessary grunt work of memorizing lines, songs, steps and their blocking, the movements the director has assigned them for their scenes. You can tell at a glance when a costume choice pleases them, a wide grin accompanies the impromptu striking of a pose for the director and anyone else who is watching. Others express the usual reservations about whether this or that piece will work for a quick change they have during the course of the show. At least 5 of the 10 cast members are tasked with playing multiple roles. I don't love the apron, but I do love the robe, says Amanda Russell, who plays Frog, modeling a luxurious-looking green robe. Kath de la Rambelia, who plays Toad, has the same one. I'm okay with the gloves, but I don't like the scarf, comments McDormand, casting a critical eye at another change for the LEDs. Perhaps we could get a winter one. Alex Walker, however, is very happy with the yellow safety helmet he is wearing. What's the helmet for? McDormand asks. The mole, he grins. A familiar face appears, Players Club president Rebecca McEwen, who is also readying her own original pantomime, The Snow Queen, for its scheduled run in December. I'm bird number one, she laughs. They've released me from my other duties for the moment. Designer Willoughby bustles into the auditorium laden with new properties she has constructed for the characters. What's the new craft she has today? Asks McEwen. I love it. As Miri Grad, bird number 3 and snail, wrestles with the practicality of the rather stiff-looking set of overalls she has been given as a base costume, I can't get up from the stage gracefully, she complains. McEwen notes that she is the youngest of the cast members assigned main roles. She's just going into grade 11, but she's an old soul, she knows every stage musical, which is more than most adults do, she remarks. She came into audition and just wowed us, agrees McDormand. As the rehearsal progresses, it's clear that the Frog and Toad troupe, both experienced and newcomers, have meshed well as an ensemble, which bodes well for the final result. Even when cast and crew realize that some have changed out of costume before a group photo could be done, it's no big deal, as they quickly decide that it can be rescheduled for the next rehearsal. I'm having a great time working in community theater, McDormand says. With the complex scheduling in professional theater, you show up and do the work. But the nice thing about community theater is that people are doing it because they love it. A Year with Frog and Toad has 7:30 p.m. evening performances Wednesday through Saturday and 2:30 p.m. matinees Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. To reserve tickets, $20 to $29. Visit whiterockplayers.ca, email boxoffice@whiterockplayers.ca or call 604-536-7535. Box office hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.